In 1910, Jean Hamilton became the first African-American woman to receive her bachelor's from the University of Pittsburgh. She's one of a handful of black women under consideration to replace the controversial Stephen Foster statue that once stood in Oakland. For 90.5 WESA's series on women in Pittsburgh history, Katie Blackley reports Hamilton was a leader in a field with few women.
Jean Hamilton grew up in Pittsburgh's North Side when it was still Allegheny City. She was one of six children, and according to Pittsburgh writer C. Denise Johnson, she was raised in a home that valued rigorous learning. Her mother was a juvenile court officer who also ran a private school for African-American children. Johnson says when Hamilton graduated from Allegheny High School in 1904, she wouldn't have seen a lot of people of color in the classroom.
Most of her teachers did not look like her because black teachers were not permitted to teach in Pittsburgh public schools.
Black teenagers were rarely given the opportunity to finish high school, let alone go to college. But Johnson says that didn't stop Hamilton from enrolling at Pitt in 1906.
She was part of a renaissance period of black achievements at the University of Pittsburgh.
Hamilton started at Pitt shortly after William Hunter Damon became the first African American to graduate from the university. He received a civil engineering degree with honors. Two more black men would graduate from the medical school the same year Hamilton began. But Hamilton was the first woman.
She was a STEM person, majoring in physics and mathematics.
Robert Hill is the former vice chancellor for public affairs at the University of Pittsburgh.
Long before the term STEM was invented, so right there placed her as a pioneer.
After she graduated in 1910, she continued her education at Howard University in Washington, D.C., earning her master's in education. Hill says she then taught at high schools throughout the South.
Yes, she taught mathematics. She also taught English. She taught psychology. So apparently she was good at a lot of different fields.
She returned to Pittsburgh in 1925 to run the Pittsburgh YWCA, where she was praised for her leadership.
Imagine a woman who was no nonsense, took great pride in her own accomplishment, and who would have encouraged other students, particularly black women students, to sort of follow her example and do their best.
A few years later, she met her husband, Raymond Walls. They married, and she returned to school and became the first African-American woman to receive her Ph.D. from Pitt in 1938. Hill says her dissertation examined a decade of black graduates at the college.
And I'm just imagining her pre-computer days, collecting all of these data on these 10 years of kids. That was really a substantial accomplishment.
Hamilton traveled around the country teaching at a number of universities, including Wilberforce University, a historically black college in Ohio that Hamilton's mother had attended. That's where Pittsburgher Nancy Bolton encountered her. Bolton was a freshman and says that while she didn't have Hamilton as an instructor, Hamilton was a significant presence in the school.
I think that students certainly knew who she was, and she was a person that you would certainly respect.
Hamilton died in her Los Angeles home in 1978. At Pitt, a scholarship for undergraduate research has been named in her honor. The leader and educator is on a list of seven prominent African-American women nominated to replace the Stephen Foster statue. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.